God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Romans chapter 3. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. This is the text. As I said earlier, this Reformation Day marks the 499th year since Martin Luther posted the 95 Theses on the door of the Wittenberg Church. Next year, of course, there will be a lot more talk. You might even hear of it outside of the church. The 500th anniversary of this event might even garner some attention from the secular world. But I won't hold my breath, and if the secular world does give attention to Luther, my guess is that he will be portrayed as a defiant rebel rather than a scholar and a pastor who was seeking the truth found only in the Word of God. This event of posting the 95 Theses on October 31st, 1517, these 95 statements that Luther wanted to debate concerning the sale of indulgences, this is said to be the event that was the beginning of the Reformation of the Church. And I understand that from an historical perspective, it was the first public event of Luther's career that called into question the teachings of the Roman Church. You have to understand, Luther didn't even intend for this to be all that public. He wrote the 95 Theses in Latin. He desired for a debate with John Tetzel among the academics. Tetzel was the chief salesman of indulgences, these pieces of paper which for a price you could purchase, well, all of your sins being forgiven. You didn't even need to confess your sins or even be absolved. This special indulgence that Leo X, the Pope at the time, had put forth didn't even require that you come to receive the body and blood of Christ in the sacrament. You didn't need Jesus anymore. You just needed a silver coin. You didn't even need 30 silver coins. Just one. Of course, students of Luther translated the 95 Theses into German, and those who owned the printing presses were more than happy to share it with the world. But I argue that the posting of the 95 Theses is not the beginning of the Reformation of the Church. It's not even the beginning of Luther's part in the Reformation. God has always worked through his word. He doesn't work through clever arguments or well-crafted points of debate. His word and his word alone is what has changed the world. If you want to know where the Reformation began, at least Luther's part in it, we need look no farther than our epistle reading today. In the year 1515, while preparing for a lecture on Paul's letter to the Romans, which he would present there at the University of Wittenberg, where he taught, Luther was troubled by Paul's words. We know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. It was that last line in particular that troubled Luther. He had been taught all of his life that God is righteous, which is correct, and that we are sinners, also correct. But he had been taught all his life that this righteous God looked at we, the poor, miserable sinners that we are, who will be held accountable, as Scripture says, for every careless word that is spoken. And the Roman Church was teaching that Jesus' death and resurrection only offered the potential for salvation, but you needed to acquire this through your works of penance, doing certain works, saying Our Father, saying Hail Marys, buying indulgences. But Luther reads Paul's words, and he says, "For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight." And Luther was angry at this righteous God who seemingly couldn't wait to get his hands on sinners and torment them with the fires of judgment, and had created this system where it was impossible for us to be free from the judgment of our sin. A year before he died, Luther wrote about this time of his life, and he said, "I hated that righteous God. If not with outright blasphemy, at least with great murmuring. But God, being merciful, opened Luther's eyes to the meaning of what Paul was saying." And you read the rest of Romans 3, that there is a righteousness apart from the works of the law. And that this word of the gospel that Paul was really proclaiming, this righteousness of God is manifested, is revealed to us, by which He makes us righteous apart from the works of the law, not in our doing. And Luther wrote, he said, when he came to understand this, it was as if the gates of heaven had been opened to him. And for the first time in his life, he believed that the forgiveness of sins, the salvation won on the cross of Jesus Christ, for the first time in his life, he believed that that salvation and forgiveness was meant for him. The Word of God changed this man, who by his own admission was filled with anger, filled with hatred toward God. The Word of God changed him, and he became a champion of the gospel. I often wonder what he felt like that day. I mean, up until that day, he had never known what it was like to live under the grace of God. Not that he wasn't under the grace of God, he just did not understand what it was that God had done for him. He had been a faithful son of the church all his days. He had gone to church every Sunday. He was, had become a monk, become a priest, was studying, he'd become a doctor of theology. However, until that day, when God revealed His righteousness and mercy and grace to him through the Word of God, Martin Luther had lived his entire life in fear of judgment. Luther understood what a great weight, what a great burden sin is. He took it very seriously. He desired more than anything to be the faithful child of a loving God. Up until that point, when the gates of heaven opened to him, as he truly heard the gospel for the first time, up until that time, he had not known the living, all-powerful God to also be a God who loved and cared for him. When he finally understood that he can stand before the judgment throne of God, justified, not held accountable for any sin, clothed in the righteousness of Christ, because Christ has taken all of the guilt of Luther's sin and your sin and my sin to the cross and grave. When he finally understood what these words meant, it was the difference between hell and heaven, death and life, hatred and love. The Word of God changed Luther. And through the preaching and teaching of Luther, the Word of God changed the world. There's an old saying that the church is always in need of reform. When we see abuses within the church, when we see corruption of the good in our world, in our nation, in our city, in our homes, it is the hearing of the Word of God that will bring change. It's the only thing that truly transforms this sinful, fallen world. It is in Scripture and nowhere else that God permits Himself to be found. Search the Scriptures. The righteousness of God has been manifested. It has been revealed to you. Reformation happens when the Word of God is revealed. It will not happen without the Word of God being revealed. The church, which is always in need of reform, is always needing the Word of God to be proclaimed in its truth, in its purity. You and me, we are always in need of reform. We are always in need of the Word of God to be held before our eyes, to be proclaimed in our ears in its full truth and purity. You have been brought out of hate into love, out of death into life, and out of the judgment of hell to the sure promise of heaven. It is as if the gates of heaven have been opened to you, because through the Word of God, the righteousness of God has been revealed. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.